Well, hello, loyal listener. I am here to wish you a Merry Christmas, even though Christmas is now over and done with. But I hope you had a lovely Christmas, and I also hope you are looking forward to the new year. Now, I've done this podcast for two reasons. One, to wish you a Merry Christmas, which I've done, so it's going to be a very short episode, as you can tell. And secondly, is I'm procrastinating. I have spent all day working on a new blog called How to Have a Healthy Relationship with Food and Lose Weight. And I'm very close to getting it finished, I'm very close to getting it published, but as I was writing it, something really interesting stood out to me. And I thought I would grab an old-fashioned cheers, if you can hear that. And I thought I would just talk about something that, as I was writing it, it really stood out to me. And I wanted to share it with you on here as a little preview into the blog post, but also into just something that I think you'll find really, really helpful when it comes to your relationship with food. Now, I'm not sure if on the podcast I've ever spoken about emotional eating. I do have a blog on emotional eating, and binge eating is similar. And that's why, so I do have a blog on emotional eating, but I'm not sure I've ever spoken about it on the podcast. And the thing I always say about emotional eating is when someone defines themselves as or identifies as a emotional eater, their focus goes straight onto the eating side of the equation, onto the fixing the eating side of emotional eating, when actually what you need to look into to fix is the emotional aspect of it. And this is a big perspective shift for many of you if you identify as an emotional eater, because all of your life you've probably been told, oh, you know, to lose weight you need to get into a calorie deficit, you need to restrict more and more, you need to get calories down, and then by getting your calories down, that's really going to help you lose weight, and then everything else will fix itself, because obviously your body will be where you want it to be. Now, I don't know about you, but over my career, not that you've had a career, but over your life, I wonder if that has really ever worked for you. In my career, I've noticed that approach has seldom worked with anybody. And actually, what does work so much better is fixing the emotional side of the equation. And when I empower someone to be able to take control of their emotions, and when I empower them to be able to understand that their actions of eating are driven by their ability to regulate their emotions, then things really start to motor along. And binge eating is very similar to this. So all of our food, if you can hear squeaking, I do apologise, it's Hugo with a toy that my parents got him for Christmas, and he loves it. It's just the little Christmas cracker squeaky toy, and he will not stop squeaking at. So there we go. Hugo's my new puppy. If you haven't seen him on Instagram, I suggest you go and check him out. Where was I? Yeah, so sorry for that distraction. Emotional eating is that, and then this is similar to binge eating. So going a bit further down the emotional eating scale, we get to something called binge eating. And many of you probably identify yourselves as binge eaters or see yourself as binge eaters. I was having this conversation with a client just the other day, and she was like, I'm a binge eater. And I was like, well, define that for me. And she said that basically it means that she gets a chocolate bar when she's driving home from work. And that's not having a binge. Having a binge is when your ability to control yourself around food isn't there, and you end up in a behavior pattern that makes you feel very guilty about what you're doing, and often can make you feel sick, and you end up eating so much food that you're kind of disgusted with yourself, right? That's kind of where binge eating exists. And so it was nice that we got the right terminology for her, as she was an emotional eater, not a binge eater. But the binge eating cycle is often presented as binge and restrict. And similarly to emotional eating, many people always focus on trying to fix the binge. many people try and focus on stopping the binge from happening, as opposed to actually fixing the restriction. Now, if you're in a binge and restrict cycle, so I just have a sip of my old fashioned. God, that is beautiful. If you're in a binge and restrict cycle, you're likely restricting yourself because you're trying to lose weight, and you're also likely binging because you are trying to lose weight. And so first things first, we need to take away your desire to lose weight, and that will help massively, because then what that does is that gets rid of the restriction side of the binge eating cycle.
Okay, time for a little break. Just wanted to jump into the middle of this episode and tell you all about the Strong and Confident program. The Strong and Confident program is my online one-to-one training program, and it helps you learn how to build strength and confidence in your mind, body, and soul. Now, I don't just focus on diet and exercise. I help you understand why you make the choices that you do and how you can change those choices over time to help you improve your relationship with food, movement, and above all, yourself, to make sure that you get all of the results you want, both physically and mentally. I've had clients all over the world throughout my career, in Colorado, in the United States, Illinois, New York, London, Sydney, Melbourne, New Zealand, Scotland, India, and they're just the ones I can remember. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to help build a really firm and solid relationship with them to help them achieve what they want and navigate the world of fitness with my tutelage, even though we may well be on the opposite sides of the world. Let's just take, for instance, what Marie said about working with me. I got great results working with Adam. I felt stronger, I lost weight, and I felt healthier. I really enjoyed the workouts and really look forward to our meetings. Adam supported me to feel like myself again. He approached my training holistically. He looked at my whole life as a whole. I also really enjoy his Instagram content. They create really good reads and debates. Thank you, Marie. And there's this one from Diana. The knowledge Adam has makes him an incredibly knowledgeable resource for the industry. However, it's how he uses his knowledge that makes him stand out. The kindness and compassion Adam has when working with his clients is outstanding. He creates a safe space and builds trust, which allows him to work in partnership with people in order to really help them understand their needs and overcome obstacles. Adam will absolutely set you up for success in achieving your goals that you want if you're willing to achieve the goals. Drop him an email now. It has the potential to change your life. Thank you so much for those kind words, Diana. If you want to learn more about working with me on the Strong and Confident program, please head to www.thegymstarter.com and head to menu and then click on the Strong and Confident program, and you can apply to work with me from there. I look forward to hearing from you very, very soon. Now, let's get back on with the show.
If we take away the restriction, you're then not going to end up in such big swings of emotional states. And that's where the binge eating can occur from. So if we get you to work on the restrict side of it, as in, let's take away your need for restriction, let's give you unconditional permission, let's give you unconditional respect, you deserve more respect, let's give you more respect for yourself, give yourself more permission to eat more foods that you enjoy, to explore more respectful movement, to eat more foods that your body is craving, to drink more water. If we give you the empowerment to actually do more and to respect your body because you're actually fueling it more, you're actually giving your body what it needs and what it deserves and what it wants, then maybe, just maybe, the binge eating will subside. It's a vicious cycle, but it is a cycle. So we need to break it somewhere. And so many people approach fixing the binging with tactics to stop eating the food, and that's a fool's gold, because, believe it or not, you need food to survive, right?
And, oh, Hugo's just turned up with a new squeaky toy.
Sorry if you can hear that. That's a fool's gold, because you need to eat to survive.
Hugo, that's really distracting, buddy. Come on. Give my podcast listeners a chance, please. Thank you.
So, you need to... Let's work on that restriction. Let's take restriction away. Let's not even think about it. Chances are you're... When you take that pressure off of yourself, when you stop putting yourself under that emotional stress in order to achieve a goal that is, in all honesty, probably futile, i.e. to lose weight, then I think good things could start happening for you. I understand that the thought of it might cause anxiety. I understand that the thought of it might make you feel worried because you really want to lose weight. All I would have to say to you about that is, if you do struggle with your relationship with food, all I would say to you about that is, how is your desire for weight loss? How has that been going? How has that journey been going when you've been focusing on restriction? When you've been focusing on trying to fix the eating? How's that been going? I've worked with a number of binge eaters, and I love them all dearly from the bottom of my heart. And the struggle is real, and it's very hard. And if you do have such a complex relationship with food, I mean, for some binge eaters, it's not even binge eating. It develops into, like, an actual eating disorder. And if that is you that I'm talking to, then please go and seek professional help. Please go and speak to someone to help you get to the bottom of why this is happening. To get to the bottom of building your self-esteem to a point that you love yourself, that you're not punishing yourself for eating food, that you're actually giving yourself the respect and the permission that you need in order to enjoy your life. I think that's really important. Your relationship with food is intrinsically linked to your psychological state. And when you begin to comprehend that a lot more, and when you begin to understand that, and when you begin to respect that actually it's the psychology we need to fix, it's our emotional ability to self-regulate, it's our ability to sit in uncomfortable emotions, it's our ability to identify what we're feeling and to be open and honest about what we're feeling with ourselves. When we can get that far, when we can get to that point, when we can start doing those things combined with a couple of other strategies like structured eating, like intuitive movement, and things like that, and you might actually start to begin to change the tide in that relationship with your food. And that's really what I want for you for 2024, because we're about to go into 2024. Like, you may listen to this and it may not affect you. You may have a great relationship with food, and if you do, that's wonderful. All I would say to you is then, please be careful if you are chasing a physical goal, weight loss, weight gain. I deeply affected my relationship with food when I was trying to gain weight. And that was all psychological, because I basically felt like I was a skinny, scrawny, brawny human, and I was just eating ridiculous amounts of food to try and put weight on. You can really affect such a fundamental part of your life in a negative way if you try and chase a physical goal that way. And if you don't have strong foundations, then you really shouldn't attempt. And by strong foundations, I mean a very strong relationship with food and a very strong relationship with yourself, i.e. that you love yourself. Then you really shouldn't be attempting weight loss or weight gain until you've really mastered that relationship with food, because it will only continue to deteriorate your relationship with food if you chase weight loss or weight gain. And I don't want that for you, because it's a much harder thing to come back from. A much harder thing to come back from. So yeah, I really hope you have enjoyed this episode. I really hope that all made a lot of sense. That's kind of the thesis of my blog post, which you can find on www.thegymstarter.com. It's not published yet, but if you want to read it as a result of this podcast, then please, please, please drop me a message and I'll send you a link once I get it published. I'll now stop procrastinating and I will get it published. I hope you all have a wonderful New Year's. I hope you all are going into 2024 feeling hopeful, feeling revived, feeling recharged, and very much looking forward to what is there to become. I know I am, which is very exciting, so that's wonderful. 2023 has been a huge year. A lot has happened. It's been very overwhelming at times, and I've not pushed a lot of things forward that I wanted to push forward, but I have achieved a lot in many other ways. And I'm kind of looking forward to a bit more of a peaceful and calm 2024. So that'll be good. And hopefully I can take that extra bit of energy that I might have and put it into other things, which would be great. So that's that. Right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I will speak to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much for making it to the end of another episode of The Fitness Solution. You're clearly a very fit listener. May I gently remind you to like and subscribe to this podcast in your podcast app. That way, when I release a new episode, my meandering chats will magically appear on your phone without you having to do anything at all. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share it with one of your friends if they ask you for a podcast recommendation. Word of mouth goes a very long way, and no more so than yours. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about working with me, please head to my website and click on the page that says the Strong and Confident Program. I work with people all over the world online as a personal trainer or in person in the wonderful city of Toowoomba. Thank you so much for listening this week. Don't forget to follow me on social media. It's at @the_gym_starter on Instagram, or on TikTok, it's @thegymstarter. And please feel free to send me any questions that you might have via DM. I cannot wait to speak to you again very, very soon. Peace, love, and protein. Ciao, ciao.